We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit, but first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuhl, and we will be continuing our conversation with Father Elias Dorum, the pastor of St. John Chrysostom, Melkite Catholic Church in Atlanta, in a few moments, but first, I would like to introduce my co-host, Josh Harris.
Thank you, Allison. It's so great to be here. I'm loving this interview with Father Elias, especially about how homesteading can bring the community together. I'm really looking forward to part two.
And with that, here's the rest of my interview with Father Elias, and he is going to be talking about how work and prayer tie into homesteading.
If you look at the Desert Fathers or early Christian monastics, let's take Benedict, for example, mm-hmm. St. Benedict and his order, ora et labora, work and prayer. Those two things really go together. And so when you're engaged in manual labor, working with your hands, the mind is free to contemplate God. The mind is free, perhaps, to think about the scriptures you read that morning, or a psalm, or a hymn. So that's part of it, you know. And manual labor, you know, also allows us to have a sense of satisfaction because we can see the fruits of our work in a way that we cannot when we're engaged in office work. And there's nothing wrong with office work. I spent many years as an office worker myself, and mm-hmm. my kids would laugh because I wouldn't like to go outside. I was always busy on the computer, right? But, you know, fortunately, my wife, like you, you know, is familiar with upstate New York.
Yes.
So she was raised in something of a rustic environment. And so that's something she's inculcated in our children.
That is beautiful. My daughter goes to St. John Bosco Academy, and a lot of them bring that into their family life. Again, this is something that has been around for a long time, but I just feel that there's a greater acceptance of it and a greater excitement about it.
I think you're right. And, you know, the two things I would say is that it brings a sense of interdependence at the communal level, mm-hmm. right? So if you have, say, you know, a number of Catholic families that know one another and they're all, you know, working on gardening and working on raising animals and trying to be, in some sense, more self-sufficient, it gives them a way to come together as community to cooperate and to help one another. So I would say interdependence versus independence. And that's something that we struggle with as Americans because we think about that rugged American individual. But that's not in accord with Catholic teaching. It's not in accord with the teaching of Scripture. We're a community, and community means interdependence. And that, you know, brings us to the point of community versus individuality. So, you know, gathering at this homesteading fair and competition is hopefully a way to begin to build community or to continue community and to expose people who don't know about homesteading and want to learn some basic skills in a way that is friendly to our faith and encouraging of our faith.
I love that. Beginners that are not
Absolutely.
Even familiar with it, you know, anybody can go and learn. It's a great place to start.
Right. So it's really meant to highlight, you know, these skills, to teach these skills, and to give a fun opportunity for those who have these skills to compete with one another.
No, I love that. The competitive spirit, right? And some other activities that are going to be going on at the Homesteading Fair and Competition: folk music, dance, plus classes, vendors, and Vespers. So work and play go
exactly,
together.
Exactly, exactly. And work, play, and prayer.
Amen.
And we're hoping to have some beekeepers there as well. So,
wow.
You know, let people see that.
Well, Father Elias, if anybody has any questions about you in your parish or the upcoming family homesteading event, how could they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can shoot an email to contact, contact, at stjohnmelkite.org, stjohn, Melkite, melkite.org. Or you can look us up on the internet, St. John Chrysostom Melkite Catholic Church. We're over on Ponce.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Father.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful to have been here. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he give you his peace.
Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, that was so exciting here in the second half of that interview with Father Elias, Josh. What did you think?
First off, I got to say that wonderful priest has the most soothing voice I've ever heard in my entire life. If I am ever stressed, I pray that I can get my hands on an audio of one of his homilies, because I tell you, it will bring the blood pressure right down.
We love Father Elias.
He is a very, very gifted and holy man. And I just love the emphasis that he put about really detaching from these things that can distract us from God in real life. We have plenty of examples of Jesus, really embracing and stepping away from the hustle and bustle to grow closer to God. I think about after he fed 5,000 people, it says, after Jesus had dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was still there alone. There is something about being a little bit removed where we can log some more prayer miles, but also I just feel a deeper sense of connectivity with God.
Yes. And you know what? Last weekend, the ladies from church and our kids went on a camping trip, and there were probably six different moms with their kids, and we all go, no technology, no phones. You know, just there in the presence of each other, helping each other, working on, you know, camping skills, making fires, you know, and just being present to each other and even nature. I mean, the kids were playing sports with their equipment. They were catching fish. So as Father Elias was talking on the interview, it really hits home. Even just going on a simple camping trip with friends, you can really connect and bond and feel closer to God, and bringing in the prayer aspect. We even prayed the rosary as well. So there you go.
There you go. You won. Well, I have a question. Did any of these kids have withdrawals from tech when you were on this camping trip?
You know, the answer is no.
Really?
It's wild. There were so many activities going on. They were riding bikes. They were fishing. They were playing sports. We brought wiffle ball bats. We brought pickleball. Wonderful Yvonne, my friend, she is a pickleball fanatic. So we were having pickleball games. So no, I mean, we were just entertained being at nature and just being out there with one another. It was beautiful.
Wow. I am surprised and impressed. Well, I hope as a result to commemorate that experience forever, you bought all your kids flip phones. No more tech.
How about no more phones? Let's say that. No more technology. None.
Yep. The whole family's going off the grid. I like it. Yeah, it's interesting. I do think that there is something truly endearing and holy about experiencing just God without the distraction. I love going to that monastery of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, and Conyers. Oh, I love it.
And if you really want that experience to sink in deep, I dare you to leave your phone in your car.
Oh, yes.
For the entire weekend or the day, however long you're there, and watch that cell signal between you and God go from Boost Mobile to Verizon.
Yes.
It really does. Just, yeah, it does something that's powerful without the distractions, without the screens. Because I'm sure that when you were on that trip with your family and the kids wanted to play, they were detoxed a little bit.
They were. No, they it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And even nature, like hence when you're talking about the monastery, you see the geese, you see the pond. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. At the lake, I mean, seeing the different birds, the mama bird and all the other ones on their eggs, it was absolutely amazing.
That is special because you don't want those kids on social media playing hashtag you're it. No, you want them outside playing tag you're it.
Well, we had a great time talking to Father Elias Dorham, pastor of St. John Chrysostom Melkite Catholic Church. He spoke about their upcoming family homesteading fair and competition and how we can incorporate homesteading into our lives to become closer to God. It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuel.
And I'm Josh Harris.
And we will be back Monday morning at 721. Have a great weekend. And the Sunrise Morning Show continues now at AM 1160 The Quest.